This is the Missouri Beef Industry Summit, okay? And we pick those words pretty carefully, okay? I mean, once again, lots of times farmers don't think of themselves as an industry. That sounds like a big word, but we got to think about this in economic terms. Just like we do the auto industry, the high-tech industries, we have to think about big trends, big opportunities, and then we as a state need to assist the individuals that are out there, the individual business leaders, in this situation, farmers, producers, and others, to have the best support and help for a path that leads to more value in our state. And you look around this room, folks, the level of talent, knowledge, and expertise represented in this room is simply staggering, okay? And a powerful reminder of why Missouri is in such a strong position to take this industry to the next level and lead the nation in the production of quality, sustainable beef. Now, this summit is the culmination of an effort that started in earnest early last year when the news broke out that Missouri had regained the number two spot in cow-calf production. And for all those farm families that are out there doing exactly that, thank you very much. It gives me an opportunity to talk to a lot of other governors. And, you know, Texas has got a little more land, but we can need to keep going. We might catch them one day, but they got a lot of land. But it's Texas, so I don't want Now, second in the nation cow-calves, but ninth in cattle value. Once again, second in the nation in number of cow-calves, but ninth in cattle value. Missouri generates approximately $1.9 billion annually in cash receipts for cattle. $1.9 billion, almost $2 billion. That sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but guess what? Our neighboring states that don't have as many cow-calf pairs, generate far more through their cattle operations. For example, Iowa has half as many beef cows as we do, but generates more than double the income. Okay, Kansas cattle ranchers earn annual receipts of $7.8 billion a year. Okay, Nebraska comes in at a whopping $10.3 billion a year. Okay? So what are they doing to rocket up the value of the chain while we stayed steady? I think we all know the answer. These states feed and finish and slaughter far more cattle than we do in Missouri. So the fundamental question that we think is worth studying is this. How can we keep more of this value in Missouri? How can we use our beef resources, our natural resources, and our human resources to move Missouri up the value chain and put those dollars in Missouri's producers and rural economies? Let's analogize it over to row crop. What we're doing with cattle right now in this state, basically, if you had a corn plant, is you're growing it up. As soon as it tassels, you dig it up, put it on a flatbed truck, and drive it to another state. Basically what we're doing, okay? We need to figure out a way where we can finish more here. And while we're at it, once again, we need to look at ways that we can value add. And that's why some of the panels today, you're going to be incredibly impressed by some of the things that have happened in the last 10 or 15 years at this university on research, on genetics, on methodology, is simply stunning. And our ability to take that great amount of incredible good science and cleave it on what's already an incredibly strong base of being second in the country in cow-calf and use that to generate value. Folks, the money we're talking about here, I mean, Kansas, $7.8 billion, Nebraska $10.3 billion a year, us at 1.7. I mean, when you're dealing with numbers that have three commas in them, 10% is $100 million. You know, I mean, there's a lot of money out here, and so the things we want to pass. So that's why over the past several months, Director Fordyce and I have visited with farmers and ranchers and industry leaders from all around the state on this issue. I went up, for example, to Circle A's ranch feeding and finishing operation in Huntsville. Talked with ranchers of smaller operations like John Wood's U.S. Wellness Meats and sat down with researchers here at the University of Missouri South Farm. We learned that 95% of Missouri cattle end up being finished and processed out of state. I mean, that's not – everybody knows that. We've learned that as a result, our rural communities were missing out on over $1 billion in value, $1 billion minimum. That could be strengthening our economies, creating jobs, and adding value to our agriculture industry is instead going to other states. Now, and we learned that thanks to many people with us today, Missouri is ideally situated to become the new hub in the beef supply chain. We got a central location, superior genetics, abundant clean water and land, and some of the most innovative cattle farmers and ranchers anywhere in the world. We've got the base, okay? The only question is how to best leverage these assets to maximize the very real potential of our beef industry. And the other reason this is so important right now is the world wants American beef. Okay? This is not, you know, I mentioned Kansas and Nebraska. Basically mentioned Kansas because they're afraid to play us in any sports anymore. But I have learned one thing as governor. I thought we had a distaste athletically for KU. It pales in comparison to the distaste that Kansas State has for them. So if you ever need to say, if you feel like you don't have a chance to say, to ride the Jayhawks, just call one of your fellow K-State grads, and they're ready to listen. But these opportunities, I mean, are very, very real. And now we need some frank, unvarnished discussions about the opportunities and challenges we'll face and some concrete recommendations for how to move forward. That's why we call folks together. This is extremely real. While we have a clear idea of what the finish line is, there are serious questions about the path to get there. And there are serious questions about how we work together to get there. But we all know this is not about limiting or stopping anybody from what they're doing now. We're talking about taking what we've got and adding value to it. But that last piece of adding value is exceptionally important. With the world wanting our product and our ability to brand Missouri by the movement we're going to show here, we stand an opportunity to get a premium, an earned premium for the quality that we provide here in the Show Me State. Okay, that's exceptionally important in the world market. As we see more and more areas open, more and more areas that need the specific types of cuts and quality that we can provide. So while I mention these other states, it's really about us as a country making sure that we are living up to our responsibility to feed, fuel, and clothe the world. And that is a world. So we're in a world economy. It's just that simple. We are no longer in a regional economy. We're no longer in a local economy. While those exist, the marketplace is an international one. And so in my sense of this, I think of this whole thing in basically three words. Finish, harvest, brand. You know, now, there'll be a lot of smart people here to talk about those, but if we finish more cattle in Missouri, that means we get more value. If we harvest more cattle here, that means we have less expense. We're not having the shrinkage. We're not having to pay for diesel. We're not having to send cattle away. And if we can work to brand our excellence, both in the way that we farm as well as in the quality of our cuts, and get more farm, then we can be very much the leader in the premium world. When you look back, you'll hear from folks here that talk to you about the history of beef. A good argument can be made that 20 or 30 years ago, a few other states made the plays that we're talking about making now, and that's the reason they're benefiting. But we're now in a new world. So my request to everybody here is to be intimately involved today, to ask questions, to listen, to work, because we are on a very, very fast track to lay out a specific, tangible plan to take our leadership in cow-calf, number two in the country, and have it reflected in value that we actually get into the pockets of farm families. Into value that we actually get into rural economies. Just think about that. If we just got like average here, it'd be about another $1.5 billion, okay? Into rural economies in every corner of our state. Thousands and thousands of communities. And let's not kid ourselves. Ultimately making sure that the land is worth a lot, that what we raise on it is worth more, and that we're international players is the long-term future of agriculture in our state. So transforming our beef industry for the 21st century has the potential to be a game changer for our rural economy. but it won't happen overnight. And it can't be done by one organization or one person, administration or some company. It's going to take bold ideas, innovative solutions, and many partners pulling together behind this shared goal. I consider this a tremendous opportunity. And standing with you here today, I've never been more confident that we can seize it. So I thank each of you for starting your new year, helping us on this vital project to the economy and the future of our state and our country. Have a great day. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you.